Well, happy feast day, Christ the King, and go Irish. We'll see how well they do after through the postseason. And this reading here and this solemnity, it's kind of challenging to us, especially as Americans. You know, we like our freedom. We like our ability to do whatever we want. And but this challenges us. You know, I think of all the things that maybe we put before God. You know, the things that we allow to be our Lord. Whether it's the Bears, the Packers, or, yes, even the Irish, the Notre Dame. Or even, you know, when we look at, you know, the caffeine. Or even, you know, since we're entering Advent season, I mean chocolate season, we have to be careful of things. So what do we put first? What do we put first in our lives? And even in all areas of our life. You know, Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords of everything, of the whole universe. And do we treat him that way? Do we just treat him as the Lord of Sunday? Or do we also say he's Lord of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night as well? Or Lord of New Year's? You know, that's probably one of the tough things to do. But when we look at the Lordship of Jesus Christ, it's a different lordship than the world would perceive it to be. You know, everybody wants a thing, especially when you look at the politics of things, right? Which is another challenge. Do we put politics or our political angles above, or even philosophy above God? You know, I've got to look for a God that fits my philosophy, you know, as opposed to following the ideas of God. And that's a challenge. It's a submission to God. So when we look at the lordship and the lordship that the world likes to give us, it's a lord of domineering. And so when they interpret our faith, they will interpret our faith as a domineering faith. It's a very Marxist mentality. This whole world, and especially our American culture, believe it or not, is imbued, totally imbued through and through with a Marxist mentality. Might is right. And if anybody wants to be lord over you, it's because of a power trip, right? That's the way the world works many times. And so we interpret faith as something that should be avoided. I was watching a TV show, 2020, on Friday night about an extreme sect of Mormonism, right? So it was an extreme sect. And the austerity and then, of course, the abuse is going on there. I was kind of surprised that it didn't really take advantage of that right away, but you can believe somebody will be. But you know, the temptation of the world would be to say religion is evil. Religion is evil. They make you do bad things, right? And that's the way the world goes. And even push it a little bit farther, when you look at how the world is, this is another challenge of our gods we put before us. You know, the people who are popular, the stars, we listen to them, we give them credence. People in the fashion industry, we allow them to tell us how to dress. We give them that credence. All the things that are popular, we allow the people on TV to tell us even what's right and what's wrong, even in things that they're not professionals on. You know, it's kind of an amazing thing. So we've really bowed down and worshipped this calf, this false god in society, the world. And so you look at that kind of god that we put in there, as opposed to the dichotomy between Jesus Christ. So when we look at the gods of the world that we have, do they love us? Okay, you know, maybe the Bears, the Packers will love us if we wear and buy their jerseys, we watch their games, and all that kind of stuff. The fashion industry, they'll love you if you buy their stuff, but if you don't, they're not going to be very merciful. Even look at the world and how we're supposed to take care of things. Our family, our houses. You got to do this. You got to have certain trees. You got to have shade roof and all this other stuff. Even how we treat our animals. Well, you got to have your shots. And if you don't give your dog your shots, you're almost accountable for like murder. And by golly, you better be brushing your dog's teeth. Right? I mean, that's the way the world looks. They kind of keep on compiling requirements after requirements on our society. And it gets to be a burden. Now, when we look at that and how we get ostracized, we get excommunicated from society if we don't follow their ways. If we don't believe in abortion, if we don't believe in homosexual unions, if we don't believe in contraception, whoa, you are extremely radical. Just go on Facebook and make some sort of comment that way and see how many comments you get back. It's nasty. It's really bad. Even in the classroom, in the public school system, if you get a radical atheist in your class, they would almost reduce you to tears out of ridicule, not really thinking critically about things, but just laughing at you and spewing out lies to support their agenda. That's what it comes down to. It's the same tactics that all tyrants in the past have done. As opposed to our Christ, our King, Jesus. What kind of Lord is he? And when we look at him here on the cross, he is a Lord of mercy and of compassion. When we don't do what Christ wants, what do we get? We get to go to confession and be forgiven of our sins. When we struggle through life, what do we get? We get Jesus Christ here on the altar in the sacrifice, pleading for us, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And feeding us when we receive him in the Eucharist, giving us strength to carry on as we go out throughout our life, fulfilling our duties as husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, children, grandchildren, aunts and uncles, friends, and even in our offices and even at work, the duties we hold there. Jesus Christ is always there helping us. And if that were not enough, he gives us his very mother and father. He gives us everything. He gives us our brothers and sisters in Christ, the holy saints in heaven, interceding for us. He gives everything. We share in his divine life. This is the Lordship, and in this, he reveals what true authority is. Not might, but love. This is true authority, because it is through the power of love that God creates and recreates in the confessional and here in the Eucharist and in the anointing of the sick. It is through his power, the power of love, that he gives us peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, holiness, sanctity, hope. This is the power and the authority of Jesus Christ himself. When you look at that dichotomy between the world and Jesus Christ and our faith, it will be silly not to be obedient to him. What kind of authority is this? Jesus says right here in this reading, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." Jesus says, the truth will set you free. It is the truth of Jesus Christ that sets us free, not the propaganda of the politics. It is the truth of Jesus Christ, just the same truth that is in science. How we discover that water freezes at 32 degrees, and we use that truth to gain a freedom, to be able to have a refrigerator and a freezer, to be able to use science. And when we look at that, how an inventor must obey the truth in science in order to come up with that freezer and refrigerator so that we can have the freedom of an ice-cold drink. In the same way, when we follow the truths of Jesus Christ, the spiritual truths, which are more of a reality than the physical world, because the physical world was made by the Creator of all things visible and invisible. He is the same Creator, and he speaks to us these truths, and we can believe him because he has loved us. He's the one who died on the cross for us, not all those people talking on TV. He is the one who has mercy, not all those people on TV. And so we follow him, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, because he is the King of kings and Lord of lords and Lord of love. That is the power of God, and that is his kingship. That is his authority, love. Do we want to make him truly the king of our hearts and souls? He is the one who is merciful. He is the one who will give all good things and holy things. He is the one who will make sure that there will be no regrets from doing whatever we want. It is him that we follow. He is Lord. Come, Lord Jesus.